And another nice thing that happened when we had moved from 40 Mile up to Woodchopper, we left food in the cabin, and we always left the door unlocked in case, because a lot of people came along there, because there was a cabin on the map, and people would stop there. And we left food and dishes and things, and the only thing, we left a note saying, please leave the cabin as you found it. And so people that would come by would use the cabin, and maybe we had something there, that a seasoning or something that they didn't have, so they would leave some of theirs. And by that fall, we had a whole shelf full of all different kinds of seasonings and foods. And then Richard moved to the cabin after that. But while the cabin was empty, nobody abused it. They, in fact, one German couple, couple of men, scrubbed the floors and everything, and they left as best that they could, written in English, what they had done, you know, and what they had left and traded. And they had scrubbed the floors and everything with a little old scrub brush that I had there, because it was a plywood floor, and it was really nice. That was one of the nice things about the different people on the river. We didn't find too many that were bad. There was a few, but most of them were pretty nice, and we enjoyed visiting with these different people. And some of them would stay over, you know, camp down on the riverbank and stay overnight. And we'd have meals together. And, of course, we were doing the fish then, so they would all get samples of the different kinds of fish that we had, smoked and dried and canned and kippered, whatever. And they all thought that was pretty good.